Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Don S. McClure Show. And of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We've got an exciting show for you tonight, and I do mean exciting. Our subject or subtitle is Negative Thoughts Bring Negative Results. Thinking negative first, always. When you do that first, brings more negative feelings filled with doubt and fear. So, we're going to be talking about that tonight at about 7:45, 7:50. If you want to get into the show, you can dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial to get into the show. And I'm telling you, you will be excited like I am. And we got a lot of great music for you tonight. We got Jack Bowman doing a live session called Champagne. We got Kim, You're On My Mind. We got, of course, Bruno Mars. He's constantly requested. But we got a track, the Ohio Players, Sweet Sexy Thing. And we got some more stuff, man. Selena. We got a lot of good people. So we're going to do the show. We're going to do the Mo and the Kokomo. Now, I know you young bucks don't know what the Kokomo is, but we're going to have to tell you that. That teach you a little something, something. So we got a lot going on tonight at 7:06, and we're going to fire the sound up and hope we don't get cut off like we did last week, 10 minutes into the last show, 10 minutes to the end, and our whole network in New York went out. It was a storm. Oh, man. And I'm telling you, it was deep, too deep for me. But like I said, 347-633-9376 is the number you can dial from all over the world. Or you can go to DSMpublications.net and listen to the show. So you don't have no excuse. None whatsoever. I'm just moving around. If my mic is kind of sensitive, it's picking up stuff. I'm kicking on the floor. All right. Let's get to this track. Gloria Gaynor's going to open the show for us. She's got a track called I Will Survive. And I don't care, Don S. McClure, what you do, I will survive you. Oh, Lord. Can she survive me? Will it be the end? Will the whole thing fall apart? Well, let's see.
But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how to get along. And so you're back, I'm out of faith. I just walked in to find you here.
survive. I know they knocked me down, but I got back up. And I was screaming, I will survive. And they chained me up. And they locked me in the basement. And I still broke out. And I will survive. And they said, oh no, the earth is in trouble. He will survive. Oh man. Man, my throat's kind of sore. Mm. You know, we got some great music all the way back. We got some Donna Summers, Hot Stuff. Whew, that's hot. We got some, hey, there's a group called High Gloss. They made a track called You'll Never Know. And it's a pretty good track. It was on one of the 12-inch. And you know they haven't made 12-inch in some years. So they made this 12-inch. And it was on Epic Records. I don't know how far the group went. But their name was High Gloss. And they did pretty good, I guess. I'm about to check out some more details on them. I played them before on one of the shows. And I kind of liked the song. So while I was searching, I said, I think I'll play them. And we got a track by Marvin Gaye. And we got a track by a group that's singing about Marvin Gaye. So we're going to play them back to back. See if we could get something going on. It's called Charlie Puth, Marvin Gaye featuring Meghan Trainor. And it's like, let's feel some Marvin Gaye. Because Marvin Gaye is the man. So we're going to do those together. But we got a lot of great stuff. A lot of. So let's get it on, like popping the corn. We just played I Will Survive, so we wanted you to know that. And then that was Gloria Gaynor. So now we got some more stuff. Let's see what we can look up. Let's see what is on here. Hey, I'm going to play this track by Jack Bowman, Live Session, Episode 1, and it's called Champagne. And, man, you got to see the video. He's got two beautiful sisters singing in the background, and Charlie and Jack Bowman, he's cutting up. So let's get this track, and when I come back, we got more great music for you on the one and only Don S. McClure Show. All right, Jack McClure.
Say I'm sipping champagne until the beat drops. Forgetting we're low, like they be red hot. I be living it up till my mind stops. I'm feeling faded that I get a lot. I'm getting crazy with these body shots, cause the martini don't do a lot. I be around in the town looking where to get down to the sound of the underground. Don't need water to be safe in town. No idea, then listen to my mama. But she said that all this success will create drama. Feel like I'm living on a prayer, but stop and regret, wish you could see this. Yeah. Where the money at? Life's a game, but I'm still intact. Laying the track right down, surf the boom in the back. Busting my rhymes, so let you get it off of your ass.
Oh, champagne, champagne.
Wondering why I cannot remember my last name, but who cares, baby? It's the life that we live. I'm lying in the sick, I'm turning in the spiral of my imagination running wild like a kamikaze. We'll get you on fire quicker than wasabi. Give me a five in the hotel lobby. You never know if my chest could stop it. Oh, fame's gone on my head. I'm sorry, mama, but them bottles ain't what you said. Feel like I'm living to be dead. You only get one shot, take game.
Don't miss.
and one hell of a crowd. Soon you will be wearing the crown. So we'll be partying down, dropping low to the beat of the sound. You're getting one hell of a crowd, getting way up on top of that clown. Oh, you were listening. We'll be partying down, having fun and ready to drown. You're getting one hell of a crowd, soon we'll be wearing the crown. We'll be partying down, dropping low to the beat of the sound. You're getting one hell of a crowd, getting way up on top of that clown. And now we're doing it.
Is a 2021 track, but it sounds like one of them old disco tracks, or a Tower of Power, or somebody cutting, and it sounds pretty good. Girls singing in the background, champagne, and Jack Bowman. You gotta check that out live, man. And Jack be trying to rap, trying to say a little something, something. Oh, man. Man, we got a hot show for you tonight. We want you to stay tuned and be I would say loon or tune or soon, but that just would be corny. All right, let's get to Donna Summers. You know, when this track was made, me and some friends of mine, we were all at the club, right, hanging out. And it was hot outside. And so the girls was like, "Down, it's hot in here." They said, "We looking for some hot stuff." I say, "Hot stuff? You mean like hot chocolate, hot coffee, or hot tea?" They said, "No, Don, we know you're a nerd. We're talking about hot stuff." I say, "Well, I got some hot cheese rolls." They said, "No, boy, that's why we ain't looking for you. We looking for some hot stuff." I said, "Oh, okay." And a partner of mine said, "Don, you don't know what hot stuff is?" I said, "Yeah, aren't those the cheese rolls?"
Thank you.
man, hot stuff. And like I said, we was in the club, man, and they had these little short skirts on. They was like, "Nah, we need some hot stuff, nah." And I said, "Well, I got some. How about some nachos?" They say, like, "Hot nachos? We don't want no nachos." Oh, man. I said, "Okay, well, I can get you some cold water or something." Hot stuff. Oh, Lord. Those were the days. Ooh, I like that, man. I do like that one. I would play that again, man. They'd look for some hot. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We playing some hot stuff up in here. Hey, I'm going to play this track called Crazy by Gnarls Barkley. And, you know, back in the day, I hope they found the hot stuff.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too.
I'm crazy. My producer said, "Don, I got a good song to play for you." I say, "What's that?" "Crazy." I said, "You got some nerve." Oh, man. Man, we cutting up tonight. I kid you not. And, hey, we're going to play a track by the Ohio Players called Sweet Stick It Thing. And my best friend, Frank Warren, he did the actual photographs to the Ohio Players, two covers, with the model name Donita Adler from Chicago, and he did Sweet Sticky Thing with the honey, and he did fire. And I love that fire. And that was my boy, man. We used to hang at the studio. He did a lot of work, too, for Jerry Butler and a lot of the other ones. And Carl Davis had a record label. And my friend Frank, he had a contract with them. And my other guy, Paul Maynard, he would hang down there. You know, I mean, we were all close on Erie Street, across the street from the Gaslight Club. Man, there were some days. Well, it was hot stuff. Hey, I'm going to play this track. And when I come back, we got some more great music for you. And we're going to jump to a little track by Selena. Selena was tough, man. And she could cut. From Mexico, this girl could cut. Selena, I could fall in love. Go, Selena. Oh, man. And we got another track by Selena. Now, Selena, her last name is Perez, was born April 16th, 1971. And she passed away March 31st, 1995. She was an American singer, songwriter, spokesperson, businesswoman, model, actress, and was involved heavily in fashion. I mean, the young lady had it going on. And she had a tragic ending to her life. But it just goes to show you, she was destined to become great. She could cut. She was known as the queen of Tejano, or Ejano. That's the music Selena loved, and she was just really good. She was a Latin recording artist who was killed by the president of her fan club at the age of 23. Tragic. So tonight we're going to be talking about later, negative thoughts bring negative results. And sometimes people get so wound up into negativity that they try to bring that into your life. Thinking negative first, always about everything, brings more negative feelings filled with doubt and fear. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to take a quick break. And when I come back, man, we got some more great music for you by Selena and Donna Summer and Don S. McClure. He's going to be singing tonight on the show. I kid you not. You're going to hear a track that Mr. McClure is going to sing. So I know y'all stay tuned for that one. All right, let's get ready for the break that we need to take.
Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is more than a story. It is an emotional reading from the heart as you witness a mother feeling lost when her doctor informs her child is 90% blind. While reading, you will try to understand a father's anguish, believing he has done something wrong in his early life before marriage, and now he is being punished through the birth of his first child by God. Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field is the story of fortitude, courage, and love that these two parents will drive home to their child as she faces her future world in life, while at the same time arming her with an understanding to combat all the challenges that will come her way, from learning how to walk as if she were not born blind, to building a positive attitude about herself, and never looking in the mirror to see a child with a handicap, but rather a young woman who has a God-given talent to pitch 100 miles an hour with the hope to play on a regular high school baseball team called the Chicago Red Sox. Yes, Beyond Dreams 9 on the Field was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure as a touching family story. But it is a reading you will hold close to your heart. Available on his website, dsmpublications.net.
Man, I like that, man. Beyond Dream, Nine on the Field. That's the trailer, man. And it's really good. All right, we're going to get to something slow-mo for you ladies out there. We got a track that we pulled. It's by Kim. And it's You're On My Mind. Now, the model, Lynn Guapole, is in the video. And she's really talented. And I've played a lot of her tracks and stuff. She's pretty good, though. But for the ladies, because we're going to be talking tonight about negative thoughts bring negative results, and thinking negative first always brings more negative feelings. Filled with doubt and fear. I mean, it'll mess your mind up. And so we're going to be talking about that in a few. But let's get to Kim. Some positive stuff. You're always on my mind.
I come running back to you and lay it all on the line, 'cause ain't nothing left to lose. Talking about the love of a lifetime. If we pride ourselves in love, we can believe our lies. Baby, love is on the run. Girl, don't you know that you can't hide? We can find our way, babe. I need you beside me. Hear me when I say, girl, you're my mom. I mean it, girl. I ain't too proud to be. When the feeling starts to burn, gotta get you out my head. Can we try to see the light of a brand new day? Love will always win the fight. Come and rescue me tonight, girl. We can find our way, babe. Girl, I need your loving, girl. Baby, hear me when I say, girl. Hey, yeah. Oh,
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And that was Kim. You're on my mind, baby. Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. We're going to cut tonight. And did you know? Yes, I'm going to sing tonight live. And you're not going to believe it's me, but it's going to be me. We got a few more minutes before we get to our subject matter. And my board is lit up with blue light. And that means a lot of people are listening in. And that's a good thing. And that's a great thing. And it's a positive thing. Oh, man, how many more things can I say? Because our subject matter is negative thoughts bring negative results. And I refuse to go into a lot of negativity. Just can't do it. It upsets my stomach. Makes me nervous. Gets all inside. And I just go, I can't take it. Pull it out. So let me play this track before we get to our subject. Marvin Gaye, Mercy, Mercy Me. And if you want to get into the show, you can dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial. I don't care if you're in Alaska, China, Brazil, Nigeria, you could get me. And I will be in your dreams. You'll say, no, it's a nightmare.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are the night. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. Oh, things ain't what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from men? Can't you stand?
once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And we're back, and we're ready to discuss, and it's not so much a discussion as we consider it, I know I, just some food for thought, because nobody can tell you exactly how to feel, what to think, what to do, but food for thought just gives you something to think about. Now, when I wrote the bar line, negative thoughts bring negative results. And I had to think about that. Thinking negative first is a condition. See, you don't start off that way. You usually start off with joy and happiness and trying to be the best person you can be. And that's at your earlier stages. But thinking negative first with a lot of your current situations, last year, year before last, 10 years ago, even 20 years ago, it's a condition that develops over time. And the timing doesn't have to be long. It's a multitude of negative things and negative words. So let's start off. You start believing that you can achieve, you can grow, you can do better, you can be better. And all of a sudden, something happens. You fall off your bike. You run into a bad situation, or you run into a bad relationship. And it starts from those small moments, the neglect, the fear kicks in. Then all of a sudden, a few more things happen. And it's starting to condition your mind to believe that you hear about more bad than you do good. And this is reaffirmed by the news, by negative people, by people putting out there, they go to the negative first before they go to the positive. So after the conditioning begins, it's hard to break the habit. They say that most people will talk about negative things first before they talk about the positive. Or the media will cover the negative before they cover any of the positives. So now you've been conditioned. And unless you start to say, wait a minute, I've got to learn to fight this because it's going to be ongoing. Something happens and you say, oh, you wasn't going to get that anyway. You wasn't going to achieve that anyway. You wasn't going to be anything. And believe it or not, it can be heard so many times till you start to believe it. You say to yourself, most people are not honest. Most people try to take advantage of you. Most people cheat you. when you go to the store, when you get something. You always look for, that's not going to work. So now you've been conditioned. And those negative thoughts, they constantly bring negative results. Because you bring them into your relationships. You bring them into your friendships. You bring them into your family ships. And you carry them day after day. You wake up. And a lot of people will say, well, good morning. And you might say, what's so good about it? Not realizing that at least you open your eyes so you could deal with everything else. And you start pondering all the things you've been told by doctors, lawyers, the news media, the friends, the just a whole complex of people with the negatives. So they start to bring negative results. You don't have enough in your bank account. You don't make enough. You don't have enough food. You don't have this. You don't have that. And it just compiles on your mind. Then pretty soon, you become what they call a doubting Thomas. And a doubting Thomas is the results of the conditioning of negativity. Because why do you doubt it? You don't have the facts that it could be bad. You just say, nope, I'm not going to believe it till I see it. So you're in doubt. Now, the dreamers who fight this, they understand that when they're creating something, they've got to imagine it before it becomes real. So they don't doubt. And if they do doubt, the only possibility is how far can they take something to make it reality. See, there's a difference in the positive thinking result people and the first thinking negative. An architect is assigned to create the building you live in. He draws a sketch from his mind, what he would like to see it look like. He creates an environment for you out of positive thoughts. He has a washer, a dryer, a park, stores, where you can work out at. And all those came from positive thoughts about how I can help the community live a decent life. Now, the negative thinking people, they will only put a few things in a community. I did a picture called The Sidewalk of Beauty, and it was dealing with the same subject. When people would come out of the bank on this sidewalk of beauty, they had cut the grass. There were trees flowing that would create shadows, and everybody came out of the bank building feeling good. They'd go to lunch, and there would be nice restaurants all around them. And they would say, man, this is nice. And they created a park in Indianapolis called Glick Park, where you could take your laptop and sit outside and tinker on your laptop. Now, in the poor communities or underdeveloped communities, they had weeds growing out of the gutter. They had broken glass. They had a lot of things that were disorientated, buildings that had not been torn down. And I took pictures of those. Now, if you allow young people, children, adults to pass by that every day, they start to develop negative thoughts because they feel like their community's not worth anything. So they either fight hard to get out of it or they just accept it as it is. And then the community builders who were given thousands of dollars to create that community, they just do a little sidewalk. They might do a basketball court. They might have a park. But in downtown Indianapolis, where everybody's feeling kind of good, they have 9 fountains in the park. They have an Egyptian obelisk inside of a little waterfall. And the library is brightly lit. So what I'm saying to you is the architects who design the other communities, they don't want to be positive because they don't see why you should have a positive thought. But the other side, they know that when you pass by the clean fountain, the clean grass, and everything is beautiful, you feel better. You know, we have a lot of people that want to feed the homeless. And I was talking to a gentleman in Indianapolis who complained. He said, well, Don, we've tried that. When we feed people, they urinate on our grass and they don't say thank you. And we just stopped doing it. And I asked him, I said, now, when you go to the restaurant, aren't you able to wash your hands? Aren't you able to go to the bathroom after you've had a full drink? Well, what would make you think that the people that you just gave the food to, who have no place to go to the bathroom, why would they feel positive about you doing this when they haven't taken a bath and they don't know how long? So what's going to make them feel good about you giving them a sandwich and they still have no place to go? But for you, you leave the tip, you go home, you talk about how great the dinner was, and you say, we fed those people. And they just were ungrateful. So again, negative thoughts would say, why don't we put porta potties outside for the homeless people? So when they're through having their dinners or meals, they've got somewhere to go to relieve themselves. See, negative thoughts bring negative results when you think you're doing positive. But Elvis Presley's daughter, she built a whole complex for young women to live in at least for a year. And from my understanding, it was either free or low rent so that they could get on their feet. That's positive thinking, which brought positive results. The art industry is right now creating apartments that artists and only artists can live in at low rates as they become successful artists. So somebody said, you know what? The artist has a hard time making his craft, so we'll create apartments, whether they got kids or not, they can live. And they have one on 111th Street in Chicago. They have them in Memphis, Tennessee. And all you have to do to apply is be an artist. You don't have to have a credit check. You don't have to have all that other stuff. If they have the apartment available and you are really an artist, you get to live in a discounted apartment. So we're talking about negative thoughts bring negative results. Thinking negative first by saying things like, well, they're not going to take care of the apartment. They don't have any money. They're probably going to tear it up. But you don't know that until you get rid of the negative thoughts about the people you're renting to. So that's going to be our food for thought. And it's better to have positive thoughts about what you can do to make your life better and someone else's life cheerier by being a good person. And it doesn't always work, but at least you could try it. So we're going to find this track that we got to play because we want you to understand how to get rid of some of the negative thoughts and say, you know what? She works hard for the money, so why don't we pay them over minimum wage?
Money, so you better treat her right. baby, what's your name? Is it a Mrs. or is it Miss Dang? If you smile yourself, I'd like to take you for a ride. We can check the scene and we can reggae it down. And we'll be singing.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, live, in the studio, in Indiana, a singer who has become a famous author. He is great, he can sing, and he's getting ready, he's walking up to the mic, his neighbors are looking, they're wondering, will he pull it off? There's cameras everywhere. And people are standing there outside the window waiting for the moment that Mr. Don S. McClure will sing. His producer's giving me the signal. He's about ready. And here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, live, Don S. McClure.
Yay! Man, y'all didn't know I could cut like that, did you? Y'all know y'all shy. See, you didn't think I could hit them keys. I know. Everybody's shocked. You should see their faces. They're looking like, I cannot believe he can really sing. Okay. You listen to the Dollars for Clues show. Man, I just blew some minds. Oh, man. Hey, let me get to this track by the Ohio Players. It's 826. Fire is in the house. Man, could you believe people are texting me, "Don, was that really you singing?" I said, "Yeah. I have my band, and they play just like EWF, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Come and see victory in a land called fantasy." Man, y'all better get it real. Y'all better ask somebody. Hey, listen, I'm going to play this track. Charlie Puth, P-U-T-H, Marvin Gaye featuring Megan Trainor. And I'm going to follow it up with a Marvin Gaye track, "I Want You." Man, oh, my phone is steady beeping, man. People are like, "Man, Don, you could cut."
Yeah, and now, Charlie Puth.
Let's Marvin Gaye and get it on. This king says to ourselves, don't have to share with no one else. Don't keep your secrets to yourself. It's karma suits your show and tell.
People keep writing me thinking I can't sing. I don't know what they their problem is, but I can. Here's a track by Selena, Dreaming of You, 2009. I'm telling you, had this young lady's life not got cut short, she'd be tearing them. And her music's still being played. And people are still honoring her. Selena, Dreaming of You.
I'm dreaming of you tonight, till tomorrow. I'll be holding you tight, and there's nowhere in the world I'd rather be than here in my room, dreaming about you and me. Thank you.
Artists for the night, the Ohio Players.
Thank you.
And that was that sweet, sticky thing. Hey, you know, I said I was going to play this track by High Gloss. You'll never know. So let me throw that on so I can get ready to get WWW out of here. You see, you thought I was going to say something else.
You have gone.